What is your first mission then? Once you get in place here with Dr. Phillips, what are you doing?
Well, I was primarily finding staff, faculty and staff. We did everything.
Your offices, where were they?
They were down where Parker Drilling was, downtown off 3rd and Boston. Bob Parker gave us some space to use. We had a nice relationship early on with a lot of the leaders in Tulsa. They were good people and are good people still.
So Bob Parker gave you your first space and gave it to you.
As far as I know, it's my memory. That's what I remember.
You work out of that office. Mm-hmm. Then you're working on faculty, but I suppose both you and Dr. Phillips are trying to meet as many people in Tulsa as you can.
Yeah, there's always two things we believe. Well, the main thing, you first of all had to make friends if you wanted to garner funds. We always felt friends and funds go together, so absolutely. In fact, the second summer I was here, I spent half the summer going out to these companies and sitting in these CEO offices talking to them about what they needed in terms of their company and what they saw for the junior college to do. But we had a vice president for computer services and data systems that was way ahead of his time, Bob Malott. We had a vice president for planning development, Roger Smith. He had done this in several locations before Tulsa, including Dallas. So we had people that understood what needed to be done and could be done. And the truth is, we all worked all these things. I did more of the employment side of it than they did.
You don't have to name any names, but were there influential people in the community who didn't receive you and the idea very well? And they could have jumped on and been influential for you, but for some reason they didn't.
Yes.
That had to be surprising to you.
No.
Why not?
Because it was such a change. And I remember Tulsa was, and still is, a very private city, you know, in terms of focus. Many of their kids went to Brown or Dartmouth or Princeton or Harvard or Yale. And I'm not labeled, because we had some that had kids there that were great supporters. I think if you're a bookie back then and tested the marketplace here in terms of would this college ever take off, do anything, I think at least 40% of the people wondered why they ever had a junior college in Tulsa. Maybe a higher percentage than that. There were some, maybe I'd say 50 and 20%, that thought it was a pretty good idea, probably.
A smaller percentage.
Oh, much smaller. And usually when you talk to them about it, it was probably a good idea for someone else's kid. Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't mean they were bad. They'd never been educated to what could be. But yeah, we had some strong critics, truthfully.
So then you had to go back, both of you, to your heart and to know, well, I know this is right.
Okay.
I know it's worked before.
That's right.
And we'll just, you never ever thought about giving up.
No. No, in fact, I fell in love with the community college concept in 1962 when I became familiar with what they were doing for people. They were taking people where they were, all kinds of people, and helping them achieve their dreams. And they were doing the same thing with businesses. A lot of these small startup companies, as well as the big ones, you know, they had needs. You'd not be too smart, I think, to understand this. You could see there could be quite a match.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm looking back, but some of these leaders in our community who didn't support and should have and could have helped you, that they would see, if it wasn't for their children or even an 18-year-old, that it was serving the need of businesses and it was serving the need for so-called adults at that time. And they still didn't support that.
Well, they were very neutral about it.
Let's
put it that way.
They didn't speak out against it, but they didn't help you either.
The only ones that really spoke out against the college was, like, when we located downtown, we had some legislators that wanted to have it in North Tulsa or South Tulsa or West Tulsa. We had that kind of thing going on.
Is Bob LaFortune the mayor then?
Bob LaFortune, and I'll always put Bob LaFortune on a pedestal because we needed some additional money to buy the building that we were leasing. That was a Sinclair headquarters building.
Let's talk about that a little bit here.
Bob LaFortune plays into that.